Revi. And the pasuk continues, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aharon lemor. And Hashem spoke to Moshe to say to Aharon, saying, and since this parasha starts with a new dibur, we can assume that something new is being introduced now that wasn't stated earlier. However, in the previous psukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already told Moshe what will happen to Klal Yisrael. So exactly what is being added with this new parasha and this dibur? Tzror HaMor explains that although HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe what will happen to Klal Yisrael, he just told them Bechlal in general what their punishment will be. However, in this parasha, he goes into the Pratim into great detail exactly what will happen to the Bnei Yisrael. So the previous parasha was the Klal and this parasha is the Prat. Or HaChaim HaKadosh answers differently. He says that in the previous parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was discussing with Moshe what he planned on doing to Klal Yisrael, just like a king who discusses things with his servant. However, over here it says Lamar, where Hashem is commanding Moshe to tell the Bnei Yisrael what their punishment will be. And the reason why Aharon is also included in this Dibur, Ramban explains, because earlier in Perek Yudalet Pasuk Hei, we find that Moshe and Aharon fell on their faces to plead with Klal Yisrael not to rebel against Hashem. So therefore, over here, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe what will happen to the Bnei Yisrael, Aharon was also included in this Dibur. And Hashem said, Ad Mosai, how long will I control my anger, Lo'eda Haro Hazois, to this evil assembly, referring to the Meraglim, Asher Hema Malinim Olai, which they are causing the Bnei Yisrael to complain against me, as Tluna is Bnei Yisrael, the complaints of the Bnei Yisrael, Asher Hema Malinim Olai, which the Meraglim are causing the Bnei Yisrael to complain against me, Shomati, I have heard. And Rashi tells us that from here we see that Eda, the word Eda, assembly, is a minimum of 10 people. Because over here, Eda is referring to the Meraglim. And the Meraglim who spoke against Eretz Yisrael were 10 people. 12 Meraglim minus Yahshua and Kalev for a total of 10. And since the word Eda is used, we see that a minimum of 10 people are needed in order to be called an Eda. Emor Aleihem say to them, Chai Oni Nu'um Hashem. Hashem says that I swear by my life, if not, just like you spoke in my ears, so I will do to you. You said, Halavai, that we should have died in the Midbar. So it will happen to you that you shall die in the Midbar. In this Midbar your carcasses shall fall. All of you that were counted, on all occasions of your countings, from the age of 20 and up. Anybody who was counted from 20 and up will die. As opposed to Shevet Levi, who their counting is from 1 month and up, they were not included in your counting. They will not die because they did not do the Avera of the Meraglim. Asher halinoisem aloi, the people that you have provoked to complain against me. Imatem tovoyu el ha'oretz, you shall not enter the land asher nososi es yodi, that I have raised my hand to swear l'shakin eschem bo, to settle you in this land. Kim Kalev ben Yefuna v'Yoshua benun, only Kalev and Yeshua will enter the land out of all the people from the age of 20 and up. V'tabchem asher amartem lavazia, and your small children that you said will become captives by the Knanim, ve'vesi oisam, and I will bring them to this land, v'yodu es ha'oretz asher ma'astim bo, they will come to know the land that you have despised. However, ufigreichem atem, your carcasses, yiplu bamidbar hazeh, shall fall in this desert. Uvenechem, and your children, Yiu Royim Bamidbar Arboim Shono, will roam in the Midbar for 40 years. Vinosu esnusechem, and they will bear your guilt. Atoim figrechem Bamidbar, until your carcasses will cease to be in the desert. As Rashi explains, nobody died under the age of 60. And therefore, if somebody was 20 years old, he waited 40 years until he was 60, and then he died in the Midbar. And that is why the Bnei Yisrael had to be in the Midbar for 40 years, in order that all the Meisei Midbar, the ones who did the sins, will be able to die over the age of 60, and then their children will be able to enter the land. And the Maharal asks that from this pasuk it is mashma that the reason why they stayed in the Midbar for 40 years was because they had to wait until all the people reached the age of 60. However, in the next pasuk it says that the reason why they were in the Midbar for 40 years was because they were punished Yom Lashono. For every day that they spied on the land, they had to be in the Midbar for 1 year. And since they spied for 40 days, therefore they had to be in the Midbar for 40 years. So what is the reason? Is the reason because of Yom Lashana, or is the reason because all the Meisei Midbar had to reach the age of 60? And the Maharal answers that really it should have taken much more than 40 days to spy on Eretz Yisrael. Like Rashi said earlier, that a person walks only 10 parsa a day, and they should only have been able to cover 400 parsa in 40 days. And they covered 400 parsa by 400 parsa, and also came back. So really, it should have taken much longer. And the only reason why they were able to do it in such a short time was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that there would be a decree of Yom LaShana, and that is why he was mekatzer their way and enabled them to make the trip much quicker. The question is, once he was shortening their way, why did he shorten it to the amount of 40 days and not 20 days? That is why we need the reason that the people who were 20 had to reach the age of 60, and that took 40 years. Because really, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being mekatzer their trip, he could have shortened it to much less than 40 days. The reason why he picked 40 days, which translated into 40 years in the Midbar, was because they had to be there 40 years in order that everybody should reach the age of 60 and all the Meisei Midbar should die at the age of 60. And the pasuk continues, B'mispar ha'yomim, according to the number of days, asher taratem es ha'oret, that you spied on the land, arboim yoim, which was 40 days, yoim la'shana, yoim la'shana. For every day that you spied, you will stay in the Midbar for a year, which is a total of 40 years. Tisu es amaniseichem, and you will bear their averis, arboim shana, for 40 years, vidatem, and then you will know, es tnuasi, that your heart was removed from me. And Rashi asks, why does the pasuk say, tisu, you will bear es avonoseichem, your sins, in the plural? Why doesn't the pasuk say, avonaschem, your sin, in the singular? Because the sin we are referring to over here is one sin, the avera of the meraglim. And Rashi answers, because this punishment had already entered Hashem's mind earlier in the first year, at the time of the egel. It was only because Hashem was waiting until their measure of sin would be full, and then he would punish them on both averas together. So this punishment was really for two averas, the avera of the egel and also the avera of the meraglim. And that's why it says, avonoseichem, your averas, in the plural. And it is for this reason that we do not start the counting of the 40 years from the avera of the meraglim. Because really it would make sense that if they were being punished for the avera of the meraglim alone, the 40 years should have started from the time that they sent the meraglim, which was in the second year. If so, they would be in the Midbar for a total of 41 years, because they were in the Midbar already 1 year before the Meraglim, and then they did the Avera of the Meraglim, and if the Gzera was to stay in the Midbar for another 40 years, then they would have to be in the Midbar for a total of 41 years. And we know they were only in the Midbar for a total of 40 years, not 41. With Rashi's answer that the punishment to be in the Midbar for 40 years was already decreed by the Avera of the Egel, it is very good why the count of the 40 years started from the first year when they made the Egel. And that is why they ended up being in the Midbar for a total of 40 years and not a total of 41 years, which would be 40 years from the Avera of the Meraglim. Sephorna asks that the terminology in the Pasuk Yom LaShana seems to be incorrect. Because if the Pasuk wants to say that for every day that they spied, they were punished and they had to be in the Midbar for 1 year, the correct way of saying that would be Shana LaYoim. They were punished 1 year LaYoim for each day that they spied. Yoim LaShana seems to be saying the reverse, that for each year they were punished 1 day. So why does it say Yoim LaShana? Sephorna answers with the Gemara in Tainis Daf Lamed that says that the Meisei Midbar only died on 1 day out of the year, and that was on Tisha B'Av. And the Pasuk therefore says, Yoim LaShana Tisu Es Avonoseichem. 1 day out of the whole year will be the day that you will carry the burden of your sins, which means on Tisha B'Av, every year in the Midbar, they would die. And Hashem continues, Ani Hashem Dibarti, I Hashem have spoken, Im Lo Yzois Eseh, if this I shall not do, which means I swear that I will do this, L'Choloido Haro HaZois HaNoyadim Olai, to this whole evil assembly that is congregating on me, B'Midbar Hazeh Yitamu, in this Midbar they shall cease to be, V'Sham, and over there, Yomusu, they will die. And we have to understand the double lashon of Yitamu, they will cease to be, and Yomusu, they will die. And also, why does it say Visham Yomusu, they will die over there, instead of Vikan Yomusu, they will die over here in the Midbar? And therefore, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud, says that the Meisei Midbar did not receive a chelek in Olam Haba. And this is what the Pasuk is saying, Yitamu, they will cease to be in this world, Visham, and over there in Olam Haba, Yomusu, they will die. They will not receive a chelek in Olam Haba. and the men which Moshe sent to spy on the land, the Meraglim, Vayoshuvu, and when they returned, Vayalinu Olav et Kol Ha'eda, they caused the whole assembly to complain against me, Lahoitzi Dibo Ala Oretz, to bring out a report about the land, Vayomusu Ha'anoshim, these men, these Meraglim will die, Moitzi'i Dibas Ha'oretz Ro, the ones who brought out an evil report about the land, Bama Geifo, in the plague, Lifnei Hashem, before Hashem. And Rashi is bothered, why does it say Bama Geifo, in the plague, instead of Bima Geifo, in a plague? And also, why does it stress the words Lifnei Hashem, that it occurred before Hashem? And Rashi says that the way of Hashem is to punish Mido Kineged Mido, a measure for a measure. And since these Meraglim sinned with their tongues by speaking Lashon Hara against Eretz Yisrael, therefore they were punished Mido Kineged Mido through their tongues. Their tongues stretched out until it reached their navels, and worms came out of their tongues and entered their navels and killed them. And this is what the pasuk means, Bamagefa Lifnei Hashem. They died in the Magefa, which was fit for Hashem to punish them with. Hashem always punishes Mida Kineged Mida, and therefore he punished them Bamagefa with this plague, which was Mida Kineged Mida. V'Hoshua Benun V'Kolev Ben Yefune, and Yeshua and Kolev, Choyu, lived min ho'anoshim ohem, from these people, ha'holchim losuris ha'oretz, from the ones that went to spy on the land. Yeshua and Kolev were the only ones that lived out of the 12. And Rashi is bothered, what is the chiddush that Yeshua and Kolev lived? Of course they lived, they did not sin. And therefore he answers that the words choyu min ho'anoshim means that they took their place, they took the place of the meraglim in life, which means that they received their chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Choyu, they took their place in life by receiving their chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Vayidaber Moshe hadvar mo'ele el kol b'nei Yisrael. And Moshe told these words to all of the b'nei Yisrael that they will not enter Eretz Yisrael. Vayis'abalu ha'om me'oid, and the nation mourned exceedingly. Vayashkimu v'aboyker, and they woke up in the morning. Vaya'alu el roi shahar, and they went to the top of the mountain, which was the way to enter Eretz Yisrael. Lamer saying, Hinenu, we are prepared, Ve'olinu, and we will go up, El Amokom Asher Omer Hashem, to Eretz Yisrael, which is the place that Hashem said, Ki Chatonu, because we sinned by saying that we want to go back to Mitzrayim, so now we will go into Eretz Yisrael. Vayomer Moshe, Moshe said, Loma Ze Atem Oivrim Es Pi Hashem, why are you transgressing the word of Hashem? Vehi, and she, Lo Sitzlach, will not be successful. Why does it say Vehi in Lashon Nekeva? And Rashi says, the he is going on the action, the pu'ula, the action that you are doing will not be successful. And since pu'ula is a lashon nekeva, therefore it says v'hi. V'hi, and this action, this pu'ula, le'sitzlach, will not be successful. Al ta'alu, do not go up, ki ein Hashem b'kirvechem, because Hashem is not among you. V'le'tinogvu l'fnei oivechem, in order that you shall not be plagued and hit before your enemy. Ki amaleki v'aknani shom l'fneichem, because Amalek and Canaan is over there before you. Unefaltem bechorem, and you will fall by sword. Ki, because this happened to you. Al kein shaftem me'achare Hashem, because you turned away from Hashem. V'lo yiyah Hashem imochem, and therefore Hashem will not be with you. Vayapilu lalois el roi shahar. And Rashi tells us two pshatim in the word vayapilu. Either it means that they strengthened themselves to go to the top of the mountain, or vayapilu is from the Lashon of afela, which means darkness. Vayapilu, and they went in the dark, which means they went without permission of Hashem. Vayapilu, they went in the dark, lalos l'roi shahar, to go to the top of the mountain. Va'aron bris Hashem u'moshe le'moshu mikerev ha'machane. And the Aron of Hashem and Moshe did not move from the middle of the machane. Vayered ha'maleki va'knani. And Amalek and Knan came down, hayoshe b'harahu, they were the ones living in this mountain. Vayakum, and they struck them, vayakasum, and they pounded them at a charma until the place which was called charma. And this place was called charma because of this incident. Charma means annihilated. And the Yidden were annihilated over here, and that's why this place was called charma. And although in Pasuk Yudalid, the Pasuk says that Amalek and Canaan, Yoshev Ba'emek, were living in the valley, and over here it says, Yoshev Bahar, they lived in the mountain, Chizkuni explains that really they lived in the Emek, in the valley. However, when they came to attack Klal Yisrael, they went up to the mountain in order to attack from above. There is an interesting pshat from the Chiddushi Arim and from others who explain what exactly was going through the Meraglim's mind and what brought them to do such a terrible sin. And they explain that the Meraglim really had good intentions. They looked at themselves in the Midbar and they saw that they had it really good. Their food came from Shemayim, from the Mon, and their water was from the Be'er Shel Miriam, and their clothing were constantly cleaned by the Anani HaKovet. So they were afraid to leave these luxuries of the Midbar and enter Eretz Yisrael and become once again like regular people. And therefore they were looking for a way in order not to enter Eretz Yisrael and remain in the Midbar in order that they can stay on such a high level of Kedusha, eating the Mon, drinking the Be'er Miriam, and having the Anani HaKovet. Zok Rashi Pasuk Chav Zayin Lo Eda Hara to the evil Eda Elu HaMeraglim, these are the Meraglim. Mikan, from here we can learn Lo Eda, that the word Eda Shehi Asara, it has to be a minimum of 10, because the Meraglim were 10 who spoke evil against Eretz Yisrael. Asher Hema Malinim, Rashi wants to tell us that the word Malinim does not mean complain, but rather to cause others to complain. Asher Hema, they, the Meraglim, Malinim Es Yisrael Alai, caused the Bnei Yisrael to complain on me. And so too in the next Rashi, Es Tulunais Bnei Yisrael Ashrahema Malinim, the complaints of the Bnei Yisrael which they caused others to complain. Hamiraglim Malinim Oisam Alai, the Miraglim caused the Bnei Yisrael to complain against me. And that Shomati, I have heard. Chai Oni Loshen Shvua, I swear by my life. Im Loi Kein Ese, if I do not do this, Kaviyochel, as if it were possible, Eini Chai, I am not alive. And we have to know why Rashi has to explain a second time that Chai Oni is a Lashon Shvua after he said this already in Perik Yudalin, Pasuk Chof. So Rashi Kasher Dibartem, like you have spoken, Shebikashta mi many, because you asked from me, Oiba Midbar Azen Lu Mosnu, Halavai, we should have died in the Midbar, this will actually happen to you and you will die in the Midbar. V'chol Pikudechem v'chol Misparchem, so Rashi Kol HaNimne l'chol Mispo She'atem Nimnim Boy, anybody who is counted, for all occasions that you are counted. Kigoin Lotseis Latzava, for example, you are counted to go to the army. V'lasei Shkolim, and the ones who are counted to give half a shekel. Kol HaMenuyim, L'chol Oysen Misparois, anybody who is counted for all these occasions of countings, your Musu will die in the Midbar. Ve'eluhein, and these are Ben Chav Shona, from the age of 20 and up. L'hoitzi, this comes to exclude Shivtei Shalevi, Shevet Levi, She'en Pikudehem Ben Esrim, because their counting was not from 20 years old, but rather from 1 month, and they did not die in the Midbar. Zot Rashi ufigrechem atem, Rashi is bothered by the word atem, because atem usually means you. According to that meaning, the pasuk would be saying ufigrechem and your carcasses, atem you, which does not make any sense. Therefore Rashi says kitargumoi, the word atem is like Targum says dilachoin, yours. It means atem yours. According to this, the pasuk seems to be repetitious. Ufigrechem, and your carcasses, atem yours. It's saying yours twice. Therefore Rashi says, Lefisha diber ala bonim lachnisim laoretz, since in the previous pasuk, the pasuk says that the bonim, the children, will enter Eretz Yisrael, ubikesh loimar. And then the pasuk wants to say, vi atem tomusu, however you will die, noifa loshon zeh. It makes sense to say this loshon kan over here. Loimar to say, atem you, because it just wants to highlight the difference between you and your children. Your children will enter Eretz Yisrael. However, atem, your carcasses, yiplu, will fall in the Midbar. Zok Rashi, Arboim Shana, 40 years, loimes echad mehem pochus mi ben shishim. None of them died below the age of 60. Lekach nigzar arboim. That's why there was a decree of them being in the Midbar for 40 years. Kidei shiyu oisam shol b'nei esrim magiyim lechlal shishim, in order that the ones who were 20 years old, they should be able to reach the age of 60. B'shana b'shana hoitz b'chlal, and the first year was included in the decree, because it was a total of 40 years, not 41. We do not start counting the 40 from the Meraglim. Ve'af al pishe kodma l'shleach ha-Meraglim, even though that first year which was counted happened before the Avera of the Meraglim, and for Rashi, l'fish misha osuas ha-egel also gzeruzu b'machshava, because the thought of causing them to be in the Midbar for 40 years was already thought about by the Avera of the Egel. El Shehimten Lohem, Hashem waited for their Avera, Ad Shetis Malei Se'osam, until their measure was full with the Avera of the Meraglim. V'zehu Shenemar, and this is what the Pasuk says in Parshas Kisisa, Uv'yoyim Pokti Ufakarti Aleihem Chatosam. Uv'yoyim Pokti, on the day of my reckoning, B'Meraglim, for the Avera of the Meraglim, Ufokarti aleim chatosam, I will also reckon with them their other avera, the avera of the egel. So at the time of the Meraglim, Hashem also punished them for the avera of the egel, and both of these punishments caused them to stay in the Midbar for 40 years. That's why over here it says, you shall carry your sins in the plural. V'loy avoynaschem, your sin in the singular. Because we are referring to shtei avoynos, two sins, shel egel v'shel tluna, the sin of the egel, and the sin of the argument of the meraglim. V'choshev lohem b'minyin chayehem b'miksas shana kekula. Rashi is bothered now with the statement that Rashi said earlier, that nobody died below the age of 60. Now we have to figure this out, how this works, for those who became 20 right before the first count. We know that they went out of Mitzrayim in the month of Nisan. The first count was a few months later in the month of Tishrei. Let's say somebody became 20 years old a little bit before this first count. For example, he became 20 in the month of Sivan. This means that he will be 60 years old, 40 years later, in the month of Sivan, after they already entered Eretz Yisrael, because they entered Eretz Yisrael in Nisan. So how is it possible that this person did not die under the age of 60? He wasn't 60 years old in the Midbar. He first became 60 in Eretz Yisrael in the first Sivan after they entered Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Rashi says, V'choshev lahem b'minyin chayehem, Hashem counted them in the years of their life, miksas shana kekula, part of their year as a whole year. Although they did not reach their 60th year because they became 60 in Eretz Yisrael, Hashem killed them in their last year in the Midbar at the age of 59, since they entered their 60th year. U'kishenichnasu lishnas shishim, once they entered their 60th year, mesu oisam shel b'nei esrim, those people who just became 20 before the first count died. So it comes out from this Rashi that there were people who died in the last year in the Midbar at the age of 59. However, this doesn't coincide with Rashi and Tainis, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, who says the story of what happened the 40th year in the Midbar. And he says as follows, that each person from 60 and up would dig a grave on Erev Tisha B'Av, and on that night he would lie down in this grave. The next morning an announcement was made, let the living separate themselves from the dead, and all the people who survived the night would rise and leave their graves. And this scenario happened over and over again every year in the Midbar. However, when this announcement was made in the 40th year, everyone arose from the grave and nobody died. And this led them to believe that maybe they made a mistake and it wasn't really the ninth day of Av. So they returned to their graves and slept there every night until the 15th day of the month. And when they saw the full moon, that convinced them that Tisha B'Av had already passed and the decree had expired. And that is the reason why they celebrated the 15th day of Av as a day of Yontif for Achila and Shtia, for food and drink. And Tosfos in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, explains why these people were saved in the last year. He says the people that were supposed to die became 20 right when they entered the Midbar. And therefore Hashem had Rachmanis on them and didn't kill those people. That's why those people in the 40th year lived. According to this Rashi and Tainis, it comes out that nobody died in the 40th year. It comes out that the ones who were 59 during the 40th year lived. Hashem spared them. So how can Rashi over here say that they died at the age of 59 in the 40th year? Similarly, we find in Parshas Chukas, Perek Chav, Pasuk Aleph, where the Pasuk says, Vayavoyu v'nei Yisrael kol ha'edah midbar tzin b'chodesh harishon. In the first month, which the Mepharshim say it was the 10th day of Nisan, the whole Eidah came to Midbar Tzin. And since the words Kol HaEidah is used, Rashi says it means Eidah HaShlema, the complete Eidah. Shekvar Mesu Mesei Midbar, the Mesei Midbar had already died, the Elu Parshu L'Chaim, and everybody else was already separated for life. Which means, at this point, on Yud Nisan of the last year, everybody had already died. So in that Rashi, we also see that nobody died in that last year, the 40th year. And we have to know how this fits with the Rashi that we just learned, that people died in the last year at the age of 59. Another diuk that is made in this Rashi is that Rashi explains the pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, Uv'yoyim Pokti, Ufakadati Aleim Chatosom. He explains over here that it means Uv'yoyim Pokti, on the day that I reckon the Averis of the Meraglim, Ufakadati Aleim Chatosom, I will also remember the Avera of the Egel. However, in Parshas Kisisa, Rashi over there explains it differently. And he says that every punishment that is meted out on Klal Yisrael has a little bit of the Avera of the Egel, a little punishment of the Egel included in this punishment. Uv'yoyim Pokti, on the day that I remember other sins, Ufakadati Aleim Chatosom, I will also remember the Avera of the Egel, to punish a little bit of the Avera of the Egel together with other sins. Va'ayin b'sefer Imre Shefer, who asks this kasha on Rashi. Zot Rashi, v'nosu ezinu seichem. So Rashi wants to tell us that the word v'nosu does not mean over here a lashon of forgiveness, and zinu seichem does not mean over here a lashon of znus, but rather v'nosu means they will bear, as zinu seichem, your guilt. Kitagumai, like Targum says, v'kablon yoschaveichem, they will bear your guilt. Es tenu osi, you will know that shehenesim es levavchem me'acharai, that you remove your heart from me. Tenua lashon asara, the word tenua means to remove. Kimoi, like the pasuk says, ki heini avia oisa, her father will remove her neder from her. Vayoshuvu vayolinu olav. Zog Rashi, ukishishavu mitura oret, and when they returned from spying on the land, hirimu olav es kol ha'eda, they caused the whole eda to complain on me. Behoitzoas diba, by bringing out a report. Oisa manoshim vayomusu, and these people will die by magefa lefnei Hashem. And Rashi explains, kol hoitzoas diba, anytime the pasuk says hoitzoas diba, to bring out a report, loshon chinuch devarim, it means to start talking against somebody. Shemalkicham l'shoinim l'odom l'daraboy, they take their tongue to speak against the person. K'moy, like the pasuk says, doivev sifse yishonim, the lips of the sleeping ones will speak. So we see diba comes from the word doivev, to speak. V'yeshin l'tayva, v'yeshin l'ra, sometimes diba is for good and sometimes it is for bad. The kach nemar kan, that's why the next pasuk says moitzii dibas ha'oretz ra, the ones who brought out an evil report about the land, because diba just means a report. It has to say ra in order to know that it is evil. Sheyesh diba shi taiva, because sometimes the word diba can mean for good. And Rashi over here is arguing with the Ramban, because the Ramban learns that whenever it says a lashon of diba, it automatically means an evil report. And we also must understand why Rashi has to explain the word diba over here and not earlier in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Lamed Beis, where there too it states Vayotziu dibas haoretz. So why didn't Rashi explain diba to mean a report over there? Zok Rashi, diba, parlorish belaz, in Old French it is parlorish. Ba magefa, in the magefa lefnei Hashem, ba'oisa misa ha'aguna lahem mida keneged mida, with the misa that is proper for them, a measure for a measure. Heim chatu beloshon, they sinned with their tongue. V'nishtar v'vloshonim ataburam, and their tongue became long until their navels. V'sayloim yoytzim v'loshonim uboin l'toich taburam, and worms came out of their tongues and entered their navels. L'kach nemar, that's why the pasuk says ba magefa in the magefa, v'loy b'magefa, and not with a magefa. V'zehu l'fnei Hashem, and that is why it says l'fnei Hashem, before Hashem. Ba'oisa haru'uya lehem apimidoisov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the type of magefa which was proper according to the midas of Hashem, shehu moideid midah keneged midah, who punishes and measures a measure for a measure. Zot Rashi v'yoshua v'kolev choyu, ma tam lemer choyu min ho'anosh mahem, why does it have to say that they lived out of the meraglim? It's obvious, they did not sin. Ela only, malameid comes to teach you, shenotlu chelkom shel meraglim ba'oretz, they took the chelek, the portion in Eretz Yisrael, of the meraglim. V'komu tachteim l'chayim, and therefore the pasuk is telling us that they took their place for life in Eretz Yisrael. El Rosh Ahor, and they went to the top of the mountain. Hu aderech ha'olah l'Eretz Yisrael, that is the way to go up into Eretz Yisrael. And they said, hinenu ve'olinu el ha'mokom, we are ready and we will go up to the place. Which place? L'Eretz Yisrael, to Eretz Yisrael. Asher omar Hashem, that Hashem said l'sita lanu, that he will give it to us. Shom nale, over there we will go up. Kichatanu al asher amarnu, because we said haloi toiv lanu shuv Mitzrayim, it is better for us to return to Mitzrayim. V'hi loy sitzlach, what is v'hi? Zu sha'atam oisim loy titzlach, this that you are doing will not be successful. So the lashon v'hi, which is nekeva, is going on the word pu'ula. The pu'ula, the action, will not be successful, and that is why it says v'hi. Ki alkein shaftem kiloimer ki zois tovi lochem, this will happen to you al asher shaftem, because you turned away from Hashem. And Rashi is explaining the word ki alkein the way he explained it earlier in many other parashiyos, that ki alkein always means ki, because alkein asher. Over here too, ki means because, and the pasuk is saying ki, because you will not enter the land al asher shaftem miachor Hashem, because you turned away from Hashem. So Rashi vayapilu lashon chozek, a lashon of strengthening. V'chein, and also we find this word in the pasuk in Chavakuk, hine upla, which means ingerish belaz, lashon azus, a lashon of strengthening. V'chein emicha oifel basiyon, and Yeshaya oifel vavachan, those all mean a lashon of strengthening. Vayapiu lalois l'roish ahar means that they strengthen themselves to go to the top of the mountain. Medrash Tanchuma, however, the Medrash Tanchuma explains differently. Mefarsha, he explains Loshen Oifel, a Loshen of darkness. Holchu chashechem shloi berushos. They went in the dark without permission from Hashem. Vayaksum, and they were crushed and pounded. Kimoy, like it says in the Pasuk, Vaekois oisoi tochoin. And I pounded him, tochoin, until he was grounded. Maka achra maka, a blow after a blow. Arachormo, shem hamokim nikro al shem hamaura. The place was called because of the incident. And since they were annihilated there, the place was called Chormo. And the Pasuk continues with the parsha of the Menachos and the Nesachim that are brought together with Karbonos. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, v'omarto aleihem, and you shall say to them, Kisa voyu, when you will come, el eretz Moshe v'seichem, to the land of your dwelling, asher ani noisein lochem, which I am giving you. And when you enter Eretz Yisrael, you will bring these Nesachim. And Rashi tells us the connection between this parsha and the parsha before the parsha of the Meraglim. Because Hashem was saying that although most of Klal Yisrael will not enter Eretz Yisrael, the children will enter Eretz Yisrael. And He is promising them, Kisavoyu el Eretz Moshveseichem, you will come to the land of your dwellings and bring Menachos and Nesachim with your Karbonos. Vasisem, Ishe Lashem, and if you will want to bring a carbon to Hashem, Oila, whether a carbon Oila, Oizevach, or a carbon Shlom, Lefali Neder Oivin Nedava, whether it's a voluntary carbon, a neder or a nedava. A neder is where the person says, Hare alai, it should be upon me to bring the carbon. And nedava is when he says, Hare zu, this specific animal should be brought as a carbon. And both of these are voluntary carbonas. Oy b'moyadeichem, or if he will bring a carbon which is a choiva, an obligation on yantif. Lasis reach nichoyach l'ashem, to do a nachas ruach, a source of contentment for Hashem. Min abokor ibn atzoin, whether it's from cattle or from sheep, the hikriv hamakriv es karboni l'Hashem, and the one who brings the carbon to Hashem will bring together with his carbon mincha, a carbon mincha soiles isorin of 1/10 of an ephah of fine flour, bolul berviyas ahin shomen mixed with a quarter of a hin of oil, and this mincha will be completely burnt. V'yayin lanesach reviyas ahin, and wine, a quarter of a hin for Nesachim to be poured on the Mizbeach. Tase ala oila oila zovech, this shall be brought together with your carbon oila or carbon shlamim, la keves ha'echad, for every sheep. For every sheep that will be brought, you must bring a mincha which will consist of 1/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with a quarter of a hin of oil, plus a quarter of a hin of wine to be poured on the Mizbeach. Oila ayil, however, if you will bring a ayil, a ram, Tasa mincha, you will bring a mincha with a different amount of soilas. Soilas shnei esroinim. The soilas, the fine flour, will be 2/10 of an ephah. Belula b'shemen shlishes ahin. Mixed with oil, with a third of a hin. Not a quarter of a hin like before, but rather 1/3 of a hin. V'yayin lanesach shlishes ahin. And also the wine for nesachim will be 1/3 of a hin. Takriv reach nichayach l'Hashem. That's how you will be makriv this reach nichayach, this pleasing thing for Hashem. And although we mentioned that for a keves, you bring 1/10 of an ephah of fine flour, there was one exception, as Rashi says, in Parshas Emor, Perik Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Because together with the Minchas HaOmer, they brought a sheep for a carbon oila, and together with this sheep, they brought a Minchas Nesachim, and that mincha was 2/10 of an ephah. Although usually a mincha that was brought for a keves for a sheep was only 1/10 of an ephah, over there it was an exception, and there it was 2/10 of an ephah. Zok Rashi, Posuk Beis, Kisavoyu, when you will come, Bisa Lahem Sheikonsu La'aretz, Hashem informed them that the children will enter Eretz Yisrael. Va'asisem Ishe, and you will make a carbon. This does not mean that you have to bring a carbon when you enter Eretz Yisrael. Ein zeh tzivoy, this is not a commandment. Elo, rather, kishetevoyu sham v'tala alavavchem lasis ishe l'ashem, when you will come there, and it will enter your mind to bring a carbon, then you will bring the mincha and nesachim together with your carbon. Reach nichayach, sheyehei nachas ruach lefonai, in order that it should be a source of contentment before me. Lefali neder oy v'nedavo, whether you do it as a voluntary carbon, oy shetasu ha'ishe b'shvil choyves ma'adechem, or if you bring this carbon because of an obligation for your yontif, shechiyati eschem lasis b'moyed, because I obligated you to bring karbonos on the yom tovim, the hikriv hamakriv, takrivu nesachim umincha l'chol behemo. You will bring nesachim and the mincha for each animal. Ha-mincha kolel, v'ha-shemen nivlo b'seicha. The mincha is completely burnt, and the oil is mixed inside this mincha. V'ha-yayin l'sefolim, and the wine will be placed in the pitchers, which will be poured on the mizbeach. K'moy she-shoninu b'mesech the sukkah, like we learned in Mesech the sukkah. La-keves ha-echod, ha-kol ha-omel l'malo hu-moysev. It is going back on everything that was stated earlier. Ala mincha, v'ala shemen, v'ala yayin. On the mincha, on the oil, and on the wine. For each sheep, you will bring a mincha with oil and yayin linasachim. Oy lo ayel, what does oy mean? V'im ayel hu. If this carbon is an ayel, a ram, then you will bring 2/10 of an ephah for a mincha, mixed with 1/3 of a hin of oil, and 1/3 of a hin yayin linasachim. Zak Rashi v'rabbi senu darshu oy. And our Chachamim darshan the word oy l'rabbis es apalgis to include a palgis l'niske ayel to have the nesachim of an ayel. We know that a keves is a sheep within its first year. And we know that an ayel is a ram which is older than 13 months. What do we call a sheep that is in its 13th month? And Rashi tells us it is called a palgis. And the laws of a palgis are the same as the laws of an ayel. Just like an ayel brings 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour, together with 1/3 of a hin of oil for the mincha, and 1/3 of a hin of yayin linasachim, so too does the palgis bring the same mincha and the same nesachim as the ayel.